Shalom. We'll be talking today about the din of Tumas HaTohim. We know that there's a din of Tumas Mes, and another is not allowed to be metame to a mess. And if he gets tumah to a mess, certain Tumas She'anozer Megalech Alein, so then he has to bring a korban tumah, and he counts seven days until his tar brings a korban tumah, and he starts all over again as nezirus. And there's some tumas mess that ain't another megalech, as well as sherets and zovin, other tumas or metzor, is not, he doesn't have to be so serious days only on certain tumas she'anozer megalech that we had in the previous prokim. Now we're talking about tumas haftohoim. There's a tumas mess that nobody knew about it. Well, when he became Tomei, at that point in time, nobody knew about it. He didn't know, and nobody else knew that there was a caver or a mess underneath where he was walking, and he became Tomei. He first found out about it later. Now, the question is, when is the later that he found out, at which point? And also, the din is different by Tumas HaTohom than other Tumas Mes. That even if he finds out, it could be that his Nezirus continues and he doesn't have to stop his Nezirus in the middle. The sugyas are mainly in Nazir and in Psochim. So we'll start out with the sugya in Nazir. The Mishnah says in Daf Samach Gimel or Medalef, Nazir Shegilach V'Noidalu Shehu Tomei. Means a Nazir, he already was Megalech Tiglach Astara. He finished his days, he completed his days of Nezirus, and he cut his hair, Tiglach Astara, and he's bringing his Korbonus. If it's a Tumah that people could have known that there was a mess or a caver there, so it's called a Tumah Yedua. So it's so sir. That means he found out that he was Tomei before that, not when he was Megaleach. He found out that a few days before, while he was still a Nazir, he had become Tomei. Now he just found out about it, so sir. So it takes apart the whole Nezirus and the Tiglachas and everything has to start over again. Im Tumas Tehoim, Enu Soisa. If it's a Tumas HaTehoim, which means a hidden Tumah, which we didn't know about it, nobody knew about it, you just found out later, so it's not soiser, and his tiglachas is a good tiglachas. And he doesn't have to count his nezirus again, he completed it. Imad sheloi gilach, if he found out before he was megalech, that means he's completed the days of the nezirus, and now he's just being megalech, his tiglachas tara, benkach u benkach soiser. Why? Because he didn't do his tiglachas yet. It's as if he's still in his period of Nezirus, and when he finds out that he's Tomei, it's Soiser. Ketzat, Yorad Litboil Ba Me'oro, V'nim Tomes Tzof Al Pi Ha-Me'oro Tomei. If he found a mess, he went to be Tova on the Myra. In those days, all the mikvahs were in Myras and caves, and he found that after he got out of the mikvah, he found there was a mess, or Kazais Min HaMes was floating on top of the water. So, that means he became Tomei, or we're told that he's Tomei, so he's Tomei. Nimso Meshuka Bekarka Me'oro Yorad, so it's a difference. If it was in the floor of the Myra, so people couldn't see it, it wasn't something Golish, that's called a Tohoim, Yorad Lohoker Toher. Litoyo Mitumas Mes Tomei, Shechezkas Tomei Tomei, Vechezkas Toyo Toher, Shereglaim Ledover. Here the Mishnah says that if it was a Tvila, because he became Tomei during his Nezirus, and he went to be Tovo Tvila for Tumas Mes of the Tiglachas HaTuma. So there we say, because he had a Chezkas Tuma, so he's Tomei, even if he found out afterwards, that means after he was Tovo, or after he brought his Korbanos of Tuma even, so we say, because he had a Chezkas Tuma, he continues to become Tomei. And Tosfos says, Masber, that Alocha L'moshe Misinai, that makes the difference between Tumas HaMes of HaTohoim, and Tumas Mes, a regular Noidov Tumas Mes, is when he doesn't have a Cheskas Tomei. When he has a Cheskas Tomei, which means he came to do his Tiglachas Tumei, or Tvilas Tumei, so then we say he's still Tomei. We don't count it as a Tumas HaTohoim, only a Tumas Mes. Cheskas Toyo Toyo Shaglaim Lodover, because Yorad Lehoker means he just went to cool off. He wasn't a Tomei before. So we say that the Tumei, because it was an unknown Tumei, so we say he's Tor, and that's the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Gemara says, Menah Nimili, and the Gemara brings two psukim One is by Nozir and one is by Yosef Pesach. Because the halacha is that for Terumah, when we have a Tumas HaTohim, when we're talking about Terumah, he's considered a Tomei. When we're talking about Nozir and Yosef Pesach, a Nozir, if he has to be Soiser is Nezirus, or somebody who's making a Korban Pesach, which we'll see how it comes out when he found out. There we say Tumas HaTohim is Tor. So we have two psukim. The Gemara wanted to learn out that Tumas HaTohim is Tor because of two psukim. One is by Pesach and one is by Nezirus. And then the Gemara says it's only Asmachta, but it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai was given from Torah Shebal Peh that Tumas HaTohim is considered like Tor. There are protedinim in Tumas HaTohim. It has to be something that's covered, not an open mess. An open mess, we say that it's called like noida because it's something people could see. Also, it has to be tumas atehoim that nobody ever knew it in the whole world. Ein oda makiro. That means if somebody in the world knew about it, so then he's not. It's not considered tumas atehoim. Out kedekach, there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says in Hilchas Nezirus, and it's going to get to the next daf. Ezui Tumas HaTohim, kol she'ein odo makiro, afilu b'soif olam. That even if there's one person at the end of the world that knows about this, so it's called, that's not Tumas HaTohim, it's called a Tumas she'noido, which really means that if it's the mess is in a matzav, if he's in a place where we could say that people did see it or knew about it, so then it's not called Tumas HaTohim. Only if it's hidden in a place that probably people never knew about. The same thing Tosfa says that if there's a Gemara, we'll finish the Rambam. The Roy Omru Tumas HaTohim, Elo Lemes Bilvad, Avol Horugloi. If it was a person that was killed, not a person that it looks like he's dead, died naturally, only he was killed, so he's not called Tumas HaTohim. That mess is called the regular Tumas mess. Why? So the Rambam says, Shari Yoda Boizeh Shehargo. Somebody killed him. So the one who killed him knew about it that he died. So Memele, it's never going to be called Tumas HaTohim. The Ravid asks, he says, Oma Avram B'chayi Roishi. Oimer Ani, Shloi Olo Al Das Limutei Horug. Shari Yomru Ezui Tumas HaTohim Kol She'en Makiro Echot B'Soif Oilam. We didn't say that it's Memayit Horug. We just said that Tumas HaTohim is people don't know about it, and we see somebody that's killed, we don't know, maybe something else killed him. We don't say that probably somebody killed him and he knows about it. Elo ha'oise pesach koiv lumuti Tumas HaTohim deziva. That says Elo al Tumas mes bilvad. It doesn't mean a mes lumuti horug, only it means lumuti other Tumas like Tumas ziva. Kopanim, we see from here the Rambam and the Ravid that has to be a Tumah. That means a mess that we say that probably nobody knew about it, or it looks like nobody knew about it ever that he died. In Psachim, there's a braisa gufe. I might say this braisa is brought a few times. It's also in the Sugya Nozir and also in Psachim. Right now, I'm just talking about what it looks like, the mess, which circumstances is it called a mess of Tumas HaTohoi? Gufe, Hamoitze mes mushkav l'rochbo shel derech, found a mess that's laid on the width of the path. L'trume tome, if he's tor or tome for truma, we say he's tome because probably he walked through the path. Most chances are that he did walk over the mess and it became tome. The nozir voice a pesach toyer. If we're talking about a nozir to break up his nezirus and start again, or a pesach is going to make a korban pesach, he could do a korban pesach, so he's tor. That's the halacha of tumas HaTohim. Bamedvarim amurim shein lo imokim lave. That there's no other place to walk by. That means he had to walk by near the mess. So we say that for a nozir, a pesach, since he didn't know about it, it's called Tumas HaTohim. Aval yesh mokim laver, even if there's a small place, if he would have known, he could have walked on the side or walk in a place where it's not over the mess. He could have walked through the path and remained tor. So we say, af le truma tor. It's enough to say that even for truma is still tor. When he found him that he was whole, then the mess was whole. If his bones are scattered, even in a small area of his goof, but it wasn't attached, so it's possible that he walked through in between the bones, so it's tor. Maybe walked in between the bones. Ubakever. If it was in a kever, and we talked last week, we even talked about it, that a kever is metamim kolat zdodim, even in the areas where the mess is not only the hollow part of that kever is always metamim boil. Afilu meshubar mefurik tome mipnei shakever metzarfu. The kever is metzarif, which means that all the areas of that kever is tome. So here there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says shakever metzarfu shekol kever metamim boil. So even the place that there is the mess is not there, but since it has the Shem Kever, Kever is Metame Boil. So wherever he would walk, he would be in a place where it's Metame Boil. And Tosfos here says, Vim Toma, Hechi Shaychet Tumas Torim Bekever, Aloy Noidak Shekovru Shom. If it's a Kever, so he was buried, somebody buried him there. A person doesn't bury himself. There was one person that buried himself, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu. It says that he was kever as atzmoi. Eichi shaychet tumas atoim bekever, v'aloi noida kshekovru shom. It was noida when they buried him there. So memela, at that time people knew about it, even though now nobody knows about it. But at the time he died, or at the time he was nikbar, so people knew. So it's not tumas atoim. That means if we see him in a kever, it could be, we could be toile and say that maybe he fell into the kever and he died. So memele, nobody knew about it. It's also called as if he buried himself. Nobody was there to bury him, he just fell into the kever. Rashi says that bakever, what it says in the Braisa, that a kever mitzarfo, he says, bakever afilo meshuvar mefurok tome. Nesha kever mitzarfo is a Rashi, says, because of the posik oi bakever, which tells me that all kevers metame be'oyel, ein nire l'ri. Deshem okro mayri bekever mechuse. That posik is talking about a kever that's closed, it's covered. If it's covered, so the tumes mispashe, it goes, if it has oil tefach, that means a width of a tefach on top, and right now we're not necessarily talking about the halal tefach between the mess and the top of the kever. But it's a kisui that covers the mess, so it has a tefach, so it spreads the tumor there. Ein yoleri, the shem okro mayri bekever mechuse. Umshumochi nami akever metzarfoi, mishum oyel, sha kisui mevi esatume olov. So Tosfos says that this ubakever that we say in the sha kever metzarfoi is not afka one that has a kisui like Rashi says, only means a kever that it could be fell in and people weren't kovering. So I imagine that even if he Tosfos, maybe dirt fell on him afterwards, it's not a hollow kever, because we see in other Gemaras in Nozir that if it's Megule, it's not called Tumas Atom because people could have seen it. So it's either in a place where people couldn't see it, maybe it's a hidden a crevice in a rock or something. While Koponim, Tosfos is talking that it's not because the kever is, that's not the reason it says Nesha kever mitzarfu that's covered, and Rashi says that yeah. Motzoi, then the Gemara says Vayta the Braisa, Bamedvorim Amurim Bimhalich Baraglev, if a person was walking on that path that we said, that there might be a small chance that he walked exactly in the area that wasn't the mess, so it's called, so he's tar. So he's then his tor for truma also. Aval to noirochuv tome mi lefishem alech beraglov efshol shelo yigav lo yel. If he's walking, he was walking in a narrow place because his whole goof is narrower. But if he's riding on a horse or he's riding on a chamor and he's swaying from side to side, so we say that it's vaday aval to noirochuv efshol shelo yigav lo yel. So we say for sure he was on top of the tumah. So for truma he would be tome. And for Nozer Voice of Pesach, he would be Tumas Atoim. that it's an unknown tumah as from before. Abel betumah yedua, if it's a tumah that could have been known, tome. He tumas atohim. What's called tumas atohim? Called shelohikil ba'echad b'soif ha'olam. Avelikil ba'echad b'soif ha'olam. Ain't there tumas atohim? That's like what we read before from the Rambam. Then there's another din mitzoy tomun b'teven be'ofar b'tzroiros. He found the mess that he was hidden in a pile of straw or rocks or dirt. Areze tumas atohim, because it could be he fell there and the rocks and the teven covered him afterwards, so nobody knew when he died. Ba'mayim, ba'afilo, b'nekikei asloim, if it was in the water, or he was among rocks, ein zeh tumas atohim. That's not called tumas atohim. V'lo yomru tumas atohim, elo lemes bilva. Tumas atohim is only lemes. So on that we said the Rambam and the Ravid, that the Ravid says that the Rambam took it from here, lemes bilva, and not lehorug. And the Ravid says lemes bilva doesn't mean lafuke horug, it means lafuke other kinds of tumas, which is like zivon. Rashi says tomon beofar ubeteven ubetzroiros tumay mechuse mikol odom hizu shemo gal avonim oyofar oyteven nofal olav v'lo ikiru boi bnei odom mei oylam avol mayim vafelo v'nikiki asloim ein zu atumay mechuse v'nei lomo. It's not called that it's covered and hidden. Shameitzitz, if somebody peeks and he looks on the water or in the rocks, yochel lirus, so he could find him. So memele, anybody who could look for him could look, just look and find him. So that's not called tumas atoim. That's called the tuma yedua. V'lo gmir hilchese elo betumashim betahoim amechusem min akor. Rashi says the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim was said tahoim, just like we said tahoim is something just like the tahom, which is the center of the earth. It's covered from anybody. It's hidden. So the same thing. This tuma is called tuma satoim. That's covered. And the simon to remember that is tohoim is oisis hamoves. The loyomru dehutro tuma satoim elo bemes bilvav. Here Tosfos says mitzoy bat tomun bat teven mishum delefi mashi mitzonu achshav loyhoy roy laker echad b'soif roilom. Avol b'mayim roy laker. That means the klal is that anything that's roy that somebody should be makir is not tumas atoim. If it's not roy, people should be makir. It's not called tumas. It's called tumas atoim. Tosfos says in Daf Peyom at Bezin Psochim, over there the Gemara is talking about that it's memayit. We say tumas atoim de mes. We're being memayit tumas atoim de sheretz. That there's a sheretz of tumas atoim. He didn't know he touched it. Vim toima echi shaych tumas atoim be sheretz. Voloi metame elo b'maga. If we're talking about Tumas Oyel, which we talked about till now, so it's Shaykh Tumas Atohoim that he walked over it, he was Nitmo Boyel, and he don't know about it till later. But Sheretz is only Mitami B'maga. B'maga, how is it Shaykh Tumas Atohoim? He touched it, it's something that you see, that you touch. V'Tumas Atohoim, eino b'golui, elo mechuse v'tomun be'ofol b'teven v'tzoyer, k'datani l'kamon. So what's the Metzias of Tumas Atohoim de Sheretz? So Tosfos says, v'yishloima, that the sheretz was mechuser be'ofar, and he stuck his hand under the ground and he touched the sheretz. So he didn't know that he touched it, but later he found out that would be called tumas atoim de sheretz, and the Gemara says that there isn't a loch of tumas atoim by other tumas like sheretz. That was all to say, how is it the metzias of tumas atoim? Then the Gemara continues in Nozer and says, "Man tane," that the Mishnah is mechalik that before tiglachas, it's called is toiser than a zirus, even tumas atoim, and after tiglachas not. So the Gemara says it's lefir Reb Lezer that he holds tiglachas me'akeves, that tiglachas is what completes his nezirus, and if he did already a tiglachas, so the tumas atoim is not toiser l'mafreya. But if he didn't do a tiglachas yet, he's still in his nezirus, he didn't complete it yet, so then we say it's soiser. So Tosfos says here that it comes out that lefi the rabbonon, if tiglachas is not me'akev, what's me'akev? The korban itself, the zrikas adam of the korban. So Tosfos says in Psochim, the Gemara says Mar Baravashi says tumas atohim is meratze. The maskona of the Gemara says afilu noida loy koidem zrike. The Gemara says in the maskona that tumas atohoim is meratze even if you found out about the Tumas HaTohen before Zrikas HaDam, and Rashi learns there that there was a Shechita of a Korban, and he wasn't Zerik the Dam yet, so it's Miratze, that means he could be Zerik the Dam. Rashi learns it goes on the Bailim. If somebody's going to do a Korban Pesach, and the Pesach was Nishchat, and in between the Shechita and the Zrika, he found out about Tumas HaTohen, that the Bailim was Tumas HaTohen, so we say that you could be Zerik the Dam. So the Shaila is, or Legabe Nozir, it was Shechet the Korban, and he wasn't yet Zerik the Dam, and so it's we say that Tumas HaTohen is not Me'akev, and he could be Zerik the Dam, and it's kosher. So Tos resist, if we say that Tiglachas Me'akev is, and before Tiglachas it's Soiser, so also if Zrika is Me'akev is Lefidah Rabbanon, so before Zrika it should be Soiser. So how does Mabra Avashi say that it's not Me'akev? That's not Soiser. So Tosfos says two terutzim. The Shloimah the Legabe Yosef Pesach Ma'iri Shein Ton Giluach. Over there, the Gemara Mabar Avash is talking about Yosef Pesach. Yosef Pesach, we're only talking about a korban and not other things like Tiglachas. Vasya Bein Rabbanu Bein Rablezer. The Kivon Shenishchat Pesach. Once it was Nishchat the Pesach, and Ken Havi Adam Oimid Lizorik. Cholo Oimid Lizorik Kezoruk Tomi. The Lekach Ein Soisa. We say that Oisa Pesach is Oimed Lizorik, it was Nishchat, and it's Oimed Lizorik, it's as when you find out before the Zrika, it's as if you found out after the Zrika, because we consider it as if there was already a Zrika. Lekach Ein Soisa Kimon She Nishchat, Avon Tiglachas Mitzvah Ba'apin Afshi. So he says that it's talking about Oisa Pesach, or Lekabi Anozir, when we say that Tiglachas is only a mitzvah and the Iker is the Korban, so once there was a Shechita of the Korban, we say, it's as if it's after the Zrika. So he says, Ritzui Tzitz is a din of Nosa Arnes Avoyna Kodoshim, which it says by the parish of Tzitz. And the Gemara says that when there's two men a korban, the tzitz is meratze that it should be considered a korban kosher, or it should do the kapora. So we say that when we're talking about the Gemara and Psochim, and we're talking about a korban, so we say the ritzui tzitz on Tumas HaTohen helps that should be considered a korban. But so memeila even lefi the rabbonim, that they say that the Zrikas HaDam is Me'akev, the Korban is Me'akev. So this that he found out before the Zrika doesn't say that we can't be Zurich, because we have Ritzui Tzitz, and even if it's Me'akev, the Korban is Me'akev, and he didn't complete his Nezirus, but we say the Korban is still going to be kosher because of Ritzui Tzitz. So Mele that Tumas HaTohen is kosher. But Regabi Tiglachas, Lushayach Ritzui Tzitz, it's not a Korban, Tiglachas is the Nozer himself. So in this Nekudah about Ritzui Tzitz, there's a Rambam, the Reb Chaim talks about it. We'll just talk a few Nekudahs what Reb Chaim talks about. The Rambam says in Hilchos Korban Pesach Perek Vov, Halacha Yud Aleph, Mi She'ovar Baderech, V'nimtzo Mes Mushkav L'Rochbo Shel Derech, that's like the Brisa that we had, Imo Ya Mes Tumas HaTohen, Afal Pishul Tomi Letrume, Arize Toyo Lepesach, Vishoichet, Vioichel Pischoi, Afal Pishe Efshor Shenogach. So we're talking about a mess that's Leroich Boishol Derech, and it's a Tumas HaTohen, and it could be that he touched. That means it's a Sofek. Sofek if he touched, it's Legabi Truma is Tomei. But Legabi Tumas HaTohen, since there's a possibility that he didn't touch, so we consider it as a sofik Tumas HaTohen. That means afterwards we found out their vada was a mess, but it's a sofik if noga, so it's like a sofik Tumas HaTohen. So we say it's shoichet v'oichal pischa, he could go and shecht l'chatchile his Pesach and eat the korban Pesach. V'afal pischa amet sholem v'umin hakotze lakotze harei ze oise pischoi ad sheyeda bevada shenit moboi. So we have one aloch of Tumas HaTohen that the Rambam says that the Bailim was a sofek Tumas HaTohen, and he could go l'chatchila and shecht this Pesach and eat it. That's one of the halachas of Tumas HaTohen. Ba'me dvorim amurim shayam alech beraglov shari efshol shalo yiga. אבל אם הוא יורויך ואיתו הוא נמאסו, הרי זה תומי אף על פי שהיא תומס התהון, ושאי אפשר שלא יגב שלא יסיד ושלא יעיל, כבר ביאנו תומס התהון ונחס נזירוס. That's one Rambam. Then the Rambam says in הלוך יודייס, מי שעושה פסח בחזקת שהוא תהון, ואחר כך נודע לו שהיא תומי בתומס התהון. He already brought his carbon Pesach, and he thought he was tor. And then he found out that he was tomei betumas atoim, but bevada. That means he found out that for sure he was nitma in a mess. They found the mess later, but it was tumas atoim. It was an unknown mess. Einoi chayv be pesach sheni. That means he was yoytze the pesach rishon, and he's not chayv to bring a pesach sheni. The dov oze aloche mi pia kabola. That means it's aloche lo moish mi sinai. Aval im noid aloi shoyo tomei betumas yuduo, chayv be pesach sheni. If he found out that he's tomei, Betuma Yedua, that means not a Tuma Satoim, an open Tuma, is Chayv Bepesach Sheni. Then there's another Gemara that we didn't go into yet, that's the Gemara of Rav Amnun and Daf Samach Dalet. Al Koponim here, the Rambam says that there's a difference by the Bailim if he's Tomei Bekorban Pesach, between a Sofik Tuma Satoim, he could Lechatchila bring a Korban Pesach Mitzad, the Aloch of Tuma Satoim is Tor. And if it's a Vadai Tumas HaTorim, it's only after he finished doing his Korban Pesach, he was Zurich to Dam, then he's Potter from Pesach Sheni, he was Yotze with Pesach Rishon. The Rambam in the Rambam is in Bias Mikdash. I need the Rambam in Avoida. Rambam says in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash Perek Vov Halacha Dalet Perek Dalet Halacha Vov, excuse me, Perek Dalet Halacha Vov. Koyen She'ovad V'achar kach Noida She'yotomei Imi Tuma Yeduo Kol HaKorbonot She'ikriv Ksulin She'ari Avidosei Chulin Atomei She'ikriv is possible. V'imi Tuma Satohoim Hatzitz Meratze. If it was a Tuma Satohoim, the Tzitz is Meratze. The Kol HaKorbonot She'ikriv Nirtzu. All the Korbonot he brought while he was a Tomei Tuma Satohoim before he found out, it's Nirtze. V'afilo Noida Loi She'u Tomei Koidem She'izroi Kadam. Even if he found out after Shechita, he found out before Zrikas Adam that he was Tomei Betumas HaTohoim Bezorak Hurtzo, and he was Zorek, so it is Hurtzo. Chazonish talks about it, why it's Bedieved, not Lechatchila, but now we won't go into it. I want to say what Reb Chaim says, and he doesn't go into the Nekuda of the Bedieved. Akoponim, the Rambam says that by the Koyen, even if it's Noidaloi before the Zrika, he can go and be Zorek the Dam. It's not like by the Bailim. By the Bailim, if it's a Tumas HaTohoim Yeduo, so it's only after he brought the korban. By the Kohen, it's even before the Zerika Saddam. The Tumas HaTohim says that if he's Zerik the Dam, it's kosher. Shatzitz meratze al Tumas HaTohim, afal pishu meizit. Rabianu Tumas HaTohim benezirus. So the Rambam says that the Tumas HaTohim of the Kohen with Ritzu Yatzitz is meratze. So Reb Chaim talks about it. Why? How did the Rambam come to be mechalek? There's one aloch of Tumas HaTohim, and we say that the Tumas HaTohim is also Bekoyen and also Bebailim. The Gemara in Tzachim says there's two shailas. One shaila the Gemara has Boi Romi Balchome Koyen Amaratze Bekol Benoiseyen. We said that the Tumas HaTohim Benozer Voice of Pesach is Tor, and we were talking about the Bailim. What about the Kohen who's makriv the carbon of the Nozer and the Isa Pesach? Who troloi Tumas HaTohim? Oi loi. Mi amrinon ki gmiri Tumas HaTohim be Bailim be Kohen loi gmiri. It wasn't said for the Kohen. Oi dilme be Zivche gmiri. It's talking about the carbon. It's a din of the carbon of the Nozer, the carbon of the Pesach. that it tumas atoy mistor loy shno be kohen loy shno be bal ma tan de gemor says vim tim tzeloy ma that kohen am ratze be korban yisrael is kosher. So then there's another gemor boy rav yosef kohen am ratze be tomi du troloy tumas atoy mo loy. In other korbanos like a korban tomi, if the kohen is nitmo be tumas atoy, we found out after he brought the tomi. Im tim tzolomar kohen amratze bekorban esen of a nozer noise of Pesach in the Shiloh before. Hu troloi tumas atohoim, kohen amratze betomid mai. Mi amrinon ki gmiri tumas atohoim be Pesach, betomid loi gmiri. The tumas atohoim that's maratze, we know that by Pesach, but not by other korbanos of tomid. Odil me yolif tomid mi Pesach. And the Gemara says at the end that we say moyadoi moyadoi mi Pesach, that we learn out, just like by Pesach there's a Tumas HaTorim, so also by Tomi there's a Tumas HaTorim. So that means even if Tumas HaTorim is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, still, because there's a Hekesh to Korban Pesach, so we're Medame things that are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai also. So, Reb Chaim talks why there's a difference between the Kohen and the Bailim that we said, that the Bailim, only if he's a Sofik Tumas HaTohoim, he can Chathila bring the Korban. And by the Koyen, even if he's a Vadai Tumas HaTohoim, the Korban is kosher. So Reb Chaim says, he brings a lot of rice from the Sugi itself, from the Brises, from the Gemaras, but I'm trying to talk about the Svaras of Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim says that there's two dinim that were said in Tumas HaTohoim. One din is that it's different, the Tumas HaTohoim, from every Tumas Mes. There's a Tumas Mes that is Tomei by a Mes, and then there's a Tumas Tohoim, the Mes that's unknown. So the Tumas, when he became Tomei, it's called, the Shem is called Tumas HaTohoim, as if saying that it's a different kind of Tumas. Really, what I mean to say is not that it's not Tumas Mes, it's Tumas Mes. But that kind of Tumas, even after you found out about it, you could say that once you find out, it's just a regular Tumas Mes. But Reb Chaim is coming to say that when you find out, what you found out is that you were Tomei B'Tumas HaTohoim. Even after you found out, it still stays with the name Tumas HaTohoim. And the second, that's one din, that the Shem of the Tumas, Tumas HaTohoim, and then we have to know what the Heter of Tumas HaTohoim is. The second din is that the Tumas HaTohoim is Mutar B'Nozer V'Yosef Pesach, and even if when you find out about it, then we know that it's Mutar, the Tumah that he became Tomei before. So Reb Chaim says there's a difference between the Kohen and the Bailim. The din of Tumas HaTohoim is a Tumah that was Loi Noida. So when it's Noida, we have the Terim of Tumas HaTohoim. But that's by the Bailim. We say the Nozer, Voice of Pesach, who's the Bailim, so they have the Heter of Loi Noida. So what's the Heter of Loi Noida? That the Bailim didn't know about it, so once he brought the Korban, he has the Heter of Tumas HaTohoim of Loi Noida. By the Kohen, he has the Heter even if he found out before the Zrika. Why? Because by the Kohen, he has the additional part of the Halacha that's Tzitz Meratze. If it was after he brought the Korban, we don't need the Tzitz Meratze, because already we said every Bailim, even the Bailim has a Heter of Tumas HaTohoim Shaloi Noida. If there's a Heter by the Kohen, so the Kohen has the additional Tzitz Meratze that even before he brought the Korban, it's also called a Korban Kosher, because it's a Tumas HaTohoim Shatzitz Meratze. And that's the Lashon of the Mishneh in Psochim. הפסח שנזרק דומי ואחר כך נועד שהוא תומי הציץ מרצה ניתמו הגוף אין הציץ מרצה מפני שאומר הנוזר ואיסר פסח הציץ מרצה על תומס אדם ואין הציץ מרצה על תומס הגוף ניתמו תומס התורים הציץ מרצה. So באמס, the lotion of the Mishnah, also Reb Chaim talks about how we fit in the lotion of the Mishnah like the Rambam, because it's mashma in the Mishnah that he says נזרק דומי first and then נועד שהוא תומי הציץ מרצה. But so it's Mashmet talking about the Bailim, and you still say Tzitz Meratze. But Reb Chaim is saying, and he is Mesada the Loshim, I'm talking about the Sforos. Reb Chaim says that when you're talking about the din of the Korban itself, that the Avoido was Betuma, or if the Korban was kosher, So there's a din of nosa avonis avoina kodoshim to be metayer tuma. You need also tzitz meratze. So that's to be machshir the kohen oived or the korban that it's kosher. But by korban pesach lomosho, we have two dinim. We have a din that the korban betuma would be posel. And on that we have tumas atohoim with tzitz meratze that it's kosher. But still we have another din that a tome is nitche le pesach sheni. The bailim was tome. If the bailim is tome, betumas atohoim, the bailim was tome. So the din tum is madcheim to pesach sheni. So how would we say that tumas atohoim helps that he should be makriv be pesach not that he doesn't need to be makriv pesach rishon, that he was yoytzer be pesach rishon, and he doesn't have to bring pesach sheni over there? We don't say tzitz meratze because we're not talking about the avodah. We're talking about the bailim if he's roy for a korban pesach. There it doesn't have to do with tzitz meratze. So over there you need only the tumas atohoim that says that what he did was okay, that we don't lemafreya, we don't retroactive break up what he did. So that's only by the bailim, it's only after he was makriv. So we say tumas atohoim is kosher. Over there it doesn't have to do with ritzui tzitz. Just like Tosfos says what we read before, Tosfos in Nozer, Daf Samach Gimel, he says in the second teretz that by the kohen, by the korban, we have ritzui tzitz, but by tiglachas, we don't have ritzui tzitz. Although Reb Chaim talks about Tosfos and Rashi, and he says other svaras, the opposite, but now we're talking about the Rambam. Then he goes on to say, and he brings raias that the Braisa, the way the Rambam learned, there's a Braisa of Nes Mushkav that's talking about Sofek Tumas Atoim. So the Rambam, so he says in the Rambam like this, if he has a Sofek Tumas Atoim, what we read before, that he found out that there was a mess there, but it's Efshar Shaloi Noga, and over there it's called Aloi Noida. Why? Because he says, Kol Zman, that it's not for sure, we don't know that he became Tomei, so it's not called a Yediyah. Before Tumas HaTohoim, I have to have Noida that you know for sure that he became Tomei. Kol Zman, you don't know for sure that he's Tomei, it's still called Aloi Noida. So Memeila, the Bailim is in a matzah before the Korban Pesach, that he knows there was a Tohoim, and is a Sofek if he touched it, so it's still a Tumas HaTohoim Sheloi Noida. So Memeila, he could bring a Korban Pesach, and he could eat it as well, because he still has the heter of Tumas HaTohoim Sheloi Noida, which the Iker Din of Tumas HaTohoim was given on Aloi Noida. So the Chiddush of Reb Chaim at this point is that even though he knows there was a mess, and he knows he went by, but he has a Sofek if he touched, that kind of idea remains to be called Loi Noida. So Memele, by that case, the Bailim could still be Makir. Of course, that's only by a Sofek Tumas HaTohoim is called Loi Noida. Afterwards, Reb Chaim talks differently in Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam, but these were the nekudas of this svar that I wanted to say from Reb Chaim. The Rambam in the Zirus, try to read the whole Rambam. The Rambam says, "V'im ad sheloi nizrak olav echad min adomim," talking about the Nozer, Noida, "sheutomei bein betuma yedua bein betuma satoim soyser akol," because it's before Zrikas Adam. And this we're talking about Vaday. "Noida loy acha she nizrak echad min adomim, afal pi sheloi gilach, hoil v'tumish eino yodui, eino yisoyser." That's Tumas HaTohoim. Then the Rambam is what we read before about Horug, that the Rambam says that Yoda boizesh ha'horgoy, so it's not Tumas HaTohoim. Then he says, "Nimtzo hames golui, einzu Tumas HaTohoim. Nimtzo mushka bekalkois ha'me'oro, v'amayim al gabo, v'arei zoi Tumas HaTohoim, she'eino yodua. Hoyo tomun betevene betzroyrois harezu Tumas HaTohoim. Bamayim bafilom nikike asloim, eino Tumas HaTohoim," paskins like the Braisa we said in Psochi. Then he says, "Nozer shenitmo bemes, v'yorad v'toval bame'oro, v'evi korbono is tume." Here he's talking about the tiglachas tume. He's holding by his man of cheskas tome. "Umono nezirus v'gilach tiglachas tare v'chakach noida shemei soyo mushka bekarkois ha'me'oro, sheyorad litvoy. Aval pishei tumo she'eino yedua, tza tuma satoim, sosar akol. Why? Mipnei she'urzak letumo. Cheska satomei tomei, ad she'i tal vaday." So we said that in Tosfos it says that by cheska satomei tomei means that there wasn't given the aloha lemoshe misina of tuma satoim only on a cheska star and not a cheska tuma. I'm not sure exactly if the Rambam means that svara, or as we say, chazok is stronger. זה שהוחזק לתומה, בחזקס התומה תומה עד שהיא תרווה דה. We say the חזוקה says that is תומה. So there's no תומה סתורם. תומה סתורם is when there's no tar, not because the halacha wasn't given there, but because he's tome, so why should there be a din of tumas ha-toyer? Yorad lehoker, harei ze toyer ad shiyoda shenoga. Nimtza ames tzof al pnei ha-mayim, harei ze b'cheskas tome, shechezkoso shenoga boze shehu tzof. Wherever we have a chazoka that he should be tome, so he's tome. If he went down to the, and he was b'cheskas tor, so he's still tor ad shiyoda shenoga, that's called the tar of tumas ha-toyer. There's a Yerushalmi, this Yerushalmi Reb Chaim mentions, but I'm talking not on what Reb Chaim says in Yerushalmi, I'm going to say over from the Stipler, one short piece. The Yerushalmi says, a shayla, Tzibor shenitmo besofek tumas atoim mahu shiratze atzit. We know that a Tzibor is doiche tume, either tuma hutra betzibor or tuma dchuya betzibor. Rashi mentions it when the Gemara says, if it's maratze betomid or not. So Rashi says on the Shaila, Tomit Kolashona. Balibe the man domar tuma dchuya ibitzibor. If the man domar tuma dchuya ibitzibor, so you have to look for Tara, Koboy Rav Yosef. Hochi. Eats trich lader a koyan term shim tumas atohoim iloy. That means we have a carbon either that already was, they were makriv, or Mestoma Rashi is talking before he was makriv. Do we have to look for a koyan tor? Or the fact that he became Tomei, but Tumas Atahoim is enough today to be makrivit. So if it was Tumahutra Betzibor, so this coin could lechatchilek be makrivit, because the carbon Tzibor, Tumahutra Betzibor. But if it's Tchuyo, he has to search for a coin that's Tor. Tali, but the man domal lekamot de Tumas Atahoim, ratzi tzitz ki abinozer voice of Pesach, afilu lechatchilek, yegon shenoy daloy lifnei zrike. Because you have ritri tzitz. So Memele could be, so Rashi mentions it. The Yerushalmi has a Shaila, if the Tzibor was Nitmo Besofek Tumas HaTohoim, does the Tzitz Meratze or not? So the Shaila is like this. What's the Shaila of the Yerushalmi? We're talking, let's say, about a Korban Pesach. If they knew about it and they're going to bring a Korban Pesach to Mutra Betzibor, so we don't need the Tumas HaTohoim. And if we're talking that they already were Makriv the Korban Pesach, so for sure it's Beseder, because Tumas HaTohoim, even by Avada, it's kosher afterwards. So what nafkemina do we have that we need the heter tzitz for a Tumas HaTohoim, of our Sofek Tumas HaTohoim Betzibur? So the Stadler learns that the Yerushalmi holds that Tumas HaTohoim means that it's considered a Tor. There's a Lashon of the Rambam like that. The Rambam says, "Hoil vi tumas atoim toil le pesach." There's a mashmos to say that tumas atoim means that he's considered a tor. So in the Yerushalmi, the Stipler learns like this: the Yerushalmi holds that tumas atoim means he's considered a tor, and by the minute of his yediyah, is considered that that's when he became tomei, not as if we found out that before he was tomei and we are knowing that he's tor because of the halacha of Moshe Misinai. Only the Yerushalmi says that the halacha of Tumas HaTohoim tells us that till now he was tor, and the yediyah is considered the minute of becoming tomei, of a Tumas Mes. So memele, there's an afkemine. If we would have said that it was the Korban Pesach, that it was Tzibor, they found out that they're tomei Tuma Utra Betzibor, so they're able to eat the Korban Pesach also, just like Tuma Zutra to bring the Korban, and Ikar Lachila, so they could also eat the Korban Pesach. That's if the heter is Tuma Utra Betzibor, Tchuya. But if we say the heter is Tuma Satohoim, so it comes out that when did they found out? We're talking that they found out, and the Yerushalmi will say that they found out after they were makriv the Korban Pesach and before the Achila. So the whole time they were makriv the Korban Pesach, they were tahorim. When they found out, that's as if the minute that they became tomei. So it's as if somebody was makriv his Korban Pesach and he was nitmo between the Akrova and the Achila, so he was yoitza the Korban Pesach, but he can't eat because he became tomei. So the idea in the Yerushalmi, that's the Shaila of the Yerushalmi, that it could be the idea is what is considered the Zmana Tumah, the minute of the Tumah, and then he can't eat it. We don't say because of Tumah Utra Betzibur, only it's because it's Kilo was Nitma afterwards and it became Tomei. There's a lot to talk about Tumas HaTohoim, but it's a Tohoim. This is what I wanted to say in this sugis. L'chove, the Siyum HaNazir, today was the day to finish the Masechta Nazir, and the last Mishnah in Nazir, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Nazir hoyo Shmuel kedivrei Reb Noirai, shenema omoiro lo yale al roisho. So he was a Nazir. Nema b'shimshin omoiro, v'nema b'shmuel omoiro. Ma omoiro amuro b'shimshin Nazir, af moiro amuro b'shmuel Nazir. So Reb Noirai says that Shmuel and Shimshin were both Nazirim. So Reb Yossi says, ein moiro lo shel boso v'odom, and he had a moir of Bosa Vodom, Omale Rab Nerai Valikva Nema, that he had a moir of Bosa Vodom. Anyway, Rabbi Yossi says that he's not another. Rab Nerai says that he was another, because it says, Umoir Olo Yale Al Roshan, just like by Shimshon it says, Umoir Olo Yale Al Roshan. So, Be'emes, there's a difference in the psukim between the posik that it says by Chana, and when she was said that on Shmuel, Umoir Olo Yale Al Roshan, and between the Nazirus of Shimshon, what his mother, what the Malach said to his mother. By Shimshon it says, V'atoy shomrin al tishti yayin v'sheicho v'atoy chli kol tome, ki ino chora v'yeladet bein, u'moiro lo yale al roishe, ki nizir l'kim yanar min abotan. So he talked to the Malach said that he shouldn't drink, she shouldn't drink wine, she shouldn't eat kol tome, because she's going to have a son that is going to be another, and Moiro Lo Yale Al Roshu. So he started out with the yayin. So Pashtas is because that's what the mother could do. He's not born yet. She could not drink wine. But then when he was born, Yilad Mei Moiro Lo Yale Al Roshu Ken Yizir Le Kim Yanar. Then when he says to the husband, she says over to her husband, he said that the Malach said, Al Tishti Yayin V'Sheichov Al Teich Le Kol Tuma Ken Yizir Le Kim Yanar. Then, when he says it to the husband, Mikol asher amarti lo isha tishomer, Mikol asher yetze migefen hayayin lo yisoichal, v'yayin v'sheicha al teisht, v'chol tuma al teicha, kol asher tzivisio tishmor, and he doesn't mention anything about moiro lo yale al roshe. And by Shmuel it says, that chano se, v'atispal el chano v'atomer imro yisir boni amosecho, and you'll give la'mos chazera anoshim, unisativ la'ashem kol yimei chayov, u'moiro lo yale al roshe, and she doesn't mention anything about the wine. She only mentions about the moiro lo yale al roshe, about the tiglachas. So first of all, derech agav, it's interesting that the same posuk, it says, ro'oi sire bo'ani amosecho, so the Gemara in Brocha says, im ro'oi zmutav, vim la'av esoser me'elkono ba'ali, and she'll drink the meisoita, and then v'nikso v'nizro zera, that if she ain't a yoled, she'll be yoled a bet. At the end of the pasuk it says, u'moiro lo yale al roshe. It could be the reason that she said the nazirus, there was a little tviya on Chana, that she said that she would try to have a son, even if she would have to do over on kinui v'stira. Kol ha'roi soita bekilkulo, yazir atzmo min hayayin. So the tikkun of the havamin, of the machshova, of the soita, so she made Shmuel to be a nozir u'moiro lo yale al roshe, because kol ha'roi soita bekilkulo, yazir atzmo min hayayin. But getting back to the difference between Shimshon and Shmuel, it looks like there's two dinim in nazirus, two parts of the nazirus. There's the part that's positive and the part that's negative, the es and the lois eser. There's es of kodesh yeh gadel perasa roshe, he's moisif on himself kedusha. That is, Seyar Nazir has a Kedusha. There's even a Suri Anon and Seyar Nazir. He's Moisif Kedusha, and that he becomes an elevated person. There's also the negative that he stops from drinking wine. Wine brings him into Eilam Hazeh, so he discontinues his Shaychus to Eilam Hazeh. That means it's Sur Meirah not to drink wine, to be purged from Eilam Hazeh. And there's Asay Toiv to be Moisif Kedusha on himself. So it could be that there's a difference between Shimshon and Shmuel. Shmuel, the mother was Makdishim Nesativ Lashem Kolim Mechayev, so the Iker Nezirus of Shmuel, the Iker part of Nezirus, of course he had all the dinim, his Iker part of Nezirus was the Tosefes Kedusha, that he was a Novi and a Nozir, so the Iker was the Kedusha Seyo Moiro Leyala Al Roshe. Nesativ Lashem Kolim Mechayev, the Iker was Moiro Leyala Al Roshe. For sure, he didn't drink wine, he was a Nozir. But Shimshon, it says Shimshon Olach Acharein of the Gemara and Soita, Shimshon needed more Shmira from the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says in Nedarim that Shimon Atzadik said never drank from a, he never ate from a carbon of a nozer tomi chutz from one that he came in Adorim and he said pochazala yitzri, it was, he saw his reflection in the water, and pochazala yitzri, so he said that this seir achtishenu lashomayim. Over there it doesn't say that he became, that he said I'll be a nozer. He was makdish seir, he was such a high darge, he was afraid the yetzer hara might come, so he was makdish himself a higher kind of kedusha. So his higher kedusha that he said akalchenu lashomayim was makdish seir, that would take, would elevate him out of the yetzer hara. He didn't need dafke the negative to be purish from olam hazeh from yain. He was already purish, he was just afraid that the yetzer hara will come, so his makdish seir lashomayim, he did the positive. So the same thing with Shmuel. Shmuel was moyer on the yalna worship was the eker. By Shimshon, the eker was that the yain, that he should be perish on yazir atzmoim in a yain. You see that there was an inyan kilkel that was by, that had a shaykes to arayis, which wasn't really arayis. The Rambam says in Ilchas Yisurei Bi'ala al yala al adas that Shimshon kodesh Hashem nizir lekim al koponim. He needed more of a shmira from Olam Hazeh. So the ikar was that was perish min hayayin. And he also had the Tosefes Kedusha of Moira Olayale Al Roisha. Talking about Shimshon and the Inyanei Nezirus of Shimshon, and since we're talking the Masechta of Nazir, there's an interesting Nekuda, and it could be a chelik of it is in the Marsha. The Posek, the all the Psukim in Nazir in the Torah, it says Nezir Hashem. It says Hashem Avaya. Gavli lindo nedo lozir l'Hashem. Asher yazir l'Hashem, it's Avaya kodosh yeh gadol peras harosh. Kolem yaziru l'Hashem. It says all the time that is a nozir for Hashem Avaya. And by Shimshon, it says nizir l'kimia. Now there's only one place in Shimshon by his tefillah then that mentions the Hashem Avaya. So it's interesting why. So Bams the Gemara says that Shimshon was a dayan. It says that Shimshon, when he was mispalo, nikoma achas mishteina miplishtim, it says that he said to Hashem, d'mei oilam le'amalti, to be mavir limakel mimokim lemokim. You see, he was midas hadin, he was a dayan, he came from Shevet Don. And there, Chagav, that it could be, it says in the Marsha already, it says that he's nokma nikmas achas mishteinai miplishtim. What's achas mishteinai? That he wasn't mevakish that people should help him. Why? Because he was afraid of sheichat. He was so straight in his midas adin that any little thing that somebody would do, he was afraid that might have a sheichas to sheichat. He was medactic on every little part. We're not talking about taking envelopes for sheichat. We're talking about every little nekuda that a person does, a regular toiva, it might be a shash of sheichat, so he didn't take a toiva from people. It says Shimshon holach acharenov lefichoch nikru plishtim es enov. So he had a kitrug mitzad es einayim, but he asked for a nukmo achas mishteinai miplishtim, even though he had a kitrug mitzad einayim, but he had also a sanegor mitzad einayim, because it says hasheichat yaver pikri misalev divrei, that the einei chachomim, it's me'aver because he took sheichat, and Shimshon was so nizar from sheichat that he had a chus in his eye. So he was mevakesh nikmas achas mishteinai miplishtim. Akoponim Shimshon was a dayan. It says in the Ramban, zevech lo Elohim yochrom bilti l'Hashem levade l'avaye. All the korbonos come for Shem Avaye, and not for Shem Elohim. And Tosfos says in Nozir, daf yud aleph, how do we have a shlichus? He says, how do we say it tonight by nozir? But Mil said, the lesser be shlichus, lesser be tonight. You can't do a nozir on the shlichus. So Tosfos says, achrei she'acherim yicholim lovi korbanos tachtov nechshav kilu kol ha'maaseh yochel la'aseh al yedei shliach. So it's mashma a little bit from Tosfos that the ikar of nezirus is the korbanos that he brings at the end. One of the main parts of the nezirus is the korbanos, the ikar of it. So Memela, every Nazir brings a carbon, so it's called a Nazir Lashem, Lashem Havaya, because all carbonos are Zavech, Bilti Lashem Levade, Lavaya. But a Shimshon never brought carbonos, not a Nazir Tume, because he was Mutar Letame Lemesim. And he never had a Nazir Tara, because Nazir Shimshon is never Mekel the Tara. There never is an end, there never is a time that is Misgaleach to bring carbonos. So Memela, he was a Nazir Lelikim, not Lavaya. because he was midas adin, and also there was no korbanos by him. So memela by nazir shimshin it was nazir lekim, and by every nazir is nazir la'avaya levavet. Thank you.